Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shia Sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf from Gimel in the Izva Hadar edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Halacha Vov. We're starting the fourth line from the top of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah discussed someone who checked the Korban Pesach, and then he found out that the owner either died or stopped being a member of the Korban Pesach or became Tameh. So it's considered to be Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, and he's not Chayav. So says the Gemara of Chacham Baruch Vo B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanino, HaMoshech Yodoy MiPesach Gufoy Korav Shlomim. If an owner took his hands out of Korav Pesach, meaning he stopped being the owner of the Korav Pesach, and now the Korav Pesach has no owner, what do you do with this Korav Pesach? You bring it as a Shlomim. That's a rule that everybody agrees. Pesach, which is now used as Pesach, is Shlomim. But in the case that we have right now, what's going to be Korav Shlomim? Rav Yoinah Amar Shlomim Kshirim, this actual behemah, the same sheep that was supposed to be a Korban Pesach, turns to be a Korban Shlomim. Rav Yisrael Amar Shlomim Psulim, no, this sheep will not be Korban Shlomim. You will wait for it to have a mum, to have a blemish, and then use the proceeds after you sell it to be Shlomim. The only time we say the Korban Pesach is Korav Shlomim is if the owner lost the Korban Pesach, brought another one, and then afterwards it was found. So this carbon was never roy to be a Korban Pesach, because when the time of Pesach came, it wasn't here. But if it was roy to be a Korban Pesach, and the owner decided not to use it, so then it becomes possible, you can't use the actual animal, you wait for it to get a mum, a blemish, and you sell it, and with the proceeds you bring Korban Shlomim. Says the Gemara of Atanin, we learned in our Mishnah of Potter, someone who shecht the Korban Pesach, the owner removed his hands from it. He's potter. I think one understands why is he potter, because it's a good korban. Savi may my potter v'kosher. I mean, it's potter because he didn't do anything wrong, and he actually did a mitzvah. And that's why it will be different than the previous case of Baal Mum, because Baal Mum is shechting a korban which is not kosher. He will do a korban which is kosher, so he did a mitzvah. So more patronly, potter v'posel. Meaning, no, although he's potter, it's still the korban is posel. And the reason why this is different than Baal Mum, because Baal Mum, he should have checked the animal before, and he's a little to blame. That's why he's not considered to be Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. But here, he didn't know about it, it wasn't his fault, and therefore he's Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yassar B'Shea Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein lecha Pesach gufoy korev shlomim. There's no Pesach will be itself shlomim, ela she'ovad got lost, v'nim tzon, you found it. Me'achar shekip rabbayim, was found only after the bayim already used another korban. But if it was there, and the owner decided not to use it, it becomes possible. Says, well, the Atanin and Potter, the same question, but in our Mishnah it says Potter, Mashra, it's Potter the Kosher. Savi Meir, Potter the Kosher. Pachin Lein, Potter, Pasul. No, it's not Kosher, it's Pasul, as exactly as we said before. Shmuel Omar, Kol She'omru Bechatos Meso, Yitzibu Pesach, Gufa Korv Shlomim. The one brings another memor, that Shmuel said, anytime we say the Korban Chatos is Meso, one of the five cases that the Korban Chatos dies is if the owner is not here. So in the same case, by Korban Pesach, it will become Shlomim itself. So the Gemara asked the question from the other direction. About Tanin and Potter, it says in our Mishnah that if the owner removed his hands from it, so he's Potter, Savir Meimar Potter Upostle. Now the Gemara comes and says the opposite of him before, that the Avamina was that it's Potter and Postle. Why? Similar to Baal Mum. That when you say that we talk about a case that if he shecht a behemo that has a blemish, the Korban is Postle. So when he shecht a behemo that has no owner, it will be Postle. Pachin Lei Potter V'Kosher. Nothing more says for the other direction, opposite of what we said before, that the Maskana is Potter V'Kosher. That the owner is not there, the carbon will be Shlomim. Rabbi Yosef Shem Be'echron De Abyudahi. This goes to Shittat Abyudah. The Tanin and Taman we learned there ain't Shechetim the Pesach Alayochid Divrei Rabyudah V'Rabbi Yosef Matir. Abyudah holds you cannot have only one owner on Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to have at least two owners. So says the Gemara, the case over here will be in our Mishnah. There were two owners on the korban, but one of them decided not to be a member of the korban anymore. So you're left only with one owner. So this korban pesach cannot be shlomim because it still has an owner. But because it cannot be used for pesach with only one owner, because according to Rudy, you have to have at least two owners. So that's why it becomes possible. Rav Zahir Abba Kabir Abano Ha'ashkachon Potter V'Kosher. Where do we find Potter V'Kosher? According to the second pshat of Rav Chai, the Gemara is asking. The same way in the case of Baal Mum, we said that it's possible. So here it's going to be possible. It says over here that he's potter. And we learned in the beginning of Zvachim that if you take any korban, you do it l'shem korban Pesach. it will be kosher. So immediately you imply from both Mishnayos, if it says over here Potter, and it says the korban is, that you do the Shin Pesach, it's going to be kosher. So here this korban that he thought is a Pesach, but really was a Shlomim, it's going to be Shlomim, the Shin Pesach should be kosher. Says the one about Kula Mayab Yishmol B'nu Shabrich B'brik Hoimer Tu'uber Tzurosoi V'yetz L'Beis HaSeifo. In all the cases of the Mishnah, if it happened on a weekday, not on Shabbos, and then he found out that there's no owner, so Rabbi Shlomo ben Yosha Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia said, you have to wait for the next day to go and burn it. So Rabbi Shlomo ben Yosha Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia, mashma, he holds that it's possible. Either because he agrees with the mandamer before that says that the owner is it removed his hands from it, and you cannot use the korban for Pesach because possible, or the way it explained in the Bavli, he holds that any korban that you do l'shem Pesach, any other korban doing l'shem Pesach, becomes possible. So here, this carbon has no owner, so automatically it's a shlomim. He does l'shem Pesach, he didn't know it was a shlomim. He did l'shem Pesach, so it becomes possible. But which type of psul it is? So the Hemshech of that Bryson explains, if the psul is in the body of the carbon, meaning the actual parts of the carbon become possible, for example, there's a blemish in the carbon, so that it immediately becomes possible and you burn it right away. If the psul is an external psul, like the owner is a problem, so then the korban itself is not possible right away. So what you do is you have to wait for it overnight, wait for it to become noiser, and then you burn it. So that's what he's saying, to uber to us, which means wait for it overnight, and then you burn it, v'etzel beis ha-sreifah. Says the one that from Gimel Beis, Rablozo Abyeisi, bo kamei Abyeisi, nicha shemesu v'shritmo. I understand if the owner died or became tummy. So that's the psul and the owner now in the korban. But shemoshu abayli misyodo. But what is the case that the owner removed his hands from him? In other words, he decided voluntarily not to be an owner. Manu kaim, what's the case? In b'chaim, the korban is alive. Psul nachshir, psul agufu. Why you consider to be only external psul? Psul nachshir means something else became possible, not the thing itself. The more understands, psul aguf, this korban itself has an issue, has no owner. It's considered to be dechoy be'adayim. Im nachash shchito, if he did it after shchito, me after the shechta korban, he decided I don't want to be its owner. Yesh meshicha l'achas shechita. After shechita, the owner cannot decide not to be an owner of the korban Pesach. Answers the Gemara. We talk about the owner removing himself when the korban was alive, and still mekevan sheyesh l'rishus limshoy. He still has the permission to remove his hands from it. Before the korban was shechted, he could decide not to be its owner. So if so, psul machsheru v'ton tzor. It's not going to be a psul in the korban itself. It's a psul which is an external psul. It's a machshir, something else made it possible, meaning it's not kosher, and therefore, Tohen Tzor, you have to wait overnight before you burn it. With this, we conclude the sixth parak of Masechet Pesachim, Hadron Loch Perak Eilu Dvorim, Hadron Loch Perak Eilu Dvorim. Starting the seventh parak, Ketzad Soilim Mr. Pesach, how do you roast the Korban Pesach? Shiput Shurimoin, a spit made out of a pomegranate tree, Toichvoy Metoichpi, Vad Beis Nekuvoso, he puts it through the mouth of the korban, of the animal, until the other side. For noisin is scraw of his legs, vesbnei meo of all the internal parts of the animal, letoichoi, inside the animal. So all the legs and the inside of the animal goes into the animal while it is on the spit. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rekiva oimer kimin bishul, that looks like cooking. We know Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook, you have to roast it. Ela toilam chutzoloi. He hangs it outside and in front of its mouth, in front of his head, he puts there the legs and the internal parts of the animal. Says the one, Ketzad Tzoyim Sepesach, Lama Sherimon, why do you use specifically a spit from a pomegranate tree? All the other types of wood, they bring out liquid, and immediately becomes a bishul, becomes a cooking, not a roasting. The Sherimon, but a pomegranate wood, ain't a boitzis mashkim, no liquid comes out of it. So the one modern kaima we're talking about. In Beloch, we're talking about that the wood is moist, it's not very dry. Also the pomegranate tree has liquid come out of it. In Beloch, if it's dry, if you call it and a boitesim, so also other types of wood will not bring out liquid. And the kine, we talk about even when they're dry, other wood, the internal part still has the moist in it, and some liquid will come out. The pomegranate wood is dry inside and outside. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yudo, it says that in the price it brings the name of Rabbi Yudo, he could roast it on a spit made out of metal. it gets very hot. And you mean it's not sliyesh, it's sli mateches. The same way the wood does not burn out, that means that the spit does not become so hot, so also the metal one doesn't become so hot. It's not the same thing. Part of it becomes hot, the other part does not become hot. So the piece of wood which is sticking out of the animal can burn, but it won't affect the piece which is inside the animal. But a metal spit, once one part gets very hot, the entire spit becomes very hot, it boils very much. So now this animal is not being roasted through fire only. It's being roasted through fire and the metal. And it says, tzliyesh, has to be tzliyesh only. That's where I brought it hold. You cannot use a spit made out of metal. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Pesachim, Daf Nun Gimel.